On this Divine Mercy Sunday, this Resurrection Sunday, we're reminded really of those special Divine Mercy moments when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene and pronounced her name. That was a Divine Mercy moment. When he appeared to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, that was a Divine Mercy moment. When he appeared to the disciples, as we had proclaimed in John's Gospel this morning, and said, "Peace be with you," that's a Divine Mercy moment. All of those moments are really our moments too. Jesus, the Divine Mercy, present to us in our prayer, present to us in the Word of God that we have proclaimed, present to us in the Eucharist, but also present to us in our family, in our home, in our work, in our studies. And all of those moments are really meant for us to be open for the Divine Mercy to be in our lives too, for Him to truly touch our lives. For as He appeared to the disciples in the Gospel today, the good news today, His words to them were, "Peace be with you." And that's, as we've discussed, this is the peace of heaven that He's offering. This is the peace of God's hope He's offering. This is the peace of God's love that He's offering. Even in the midst of all that's going on with the coronavirus and work and whatever it may be, He's there for us. And then in the Gospel we hear that He breathed the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, and that's the Spirit of Divine Mercy that He breathed on them. It's the same Spirit He's breathing on us now, right now, to touch whatever is going on in our lives. Whether over this time we found ourselves down, depressed, or despairing, or whatever it may be, He is there for us. It's all a matter of us just simply being open to His Spirit and asking for His Spirit of Divine Mercy to touch us, as He did the disciples. For they were also locked in the upper room. They were literally sheltered in place for fear of the Jews. And yet, Jesus appeared to them through locked doors. Same is true for us. He appears to us. And He appears to us out of great love. And He appears to us, really, as the crucified, risen Lord Jesus, to say to us, no matter what's going on, no matter what we suffer, He's there for us. And He understands. And He's with us. The Gospel also says to us that St. Thomas was not there the first time that he appeared. And it's really quite a moment, and it really touches part of our spiritual lives, what was happening for Thomas, because the disciples were pretty insistent with him. They said, "We have seen the Lord." They didn't mince words. We've seen the Lord. And Thomas didn't believe, and he said, "Unless I touch the wounds, unless I see Him, I will not believe." And how often does that touch what happens to us, especially in the midst of this coronavirus? Because we can ask the question, "Why, Lord? Why is the world shut down? Why, Lord, have I lost my job? Why, Lord, has all this happened in my life?" That's really what Thomas was doing. And Jesus, the Divine Mercy, 8 days later, appeared to him and the other disciples. But you notice, he didn't talk to the other disciples in the first part. He just simply said to everyone, "Peace be with you." In other words, Divine Mercy be with you. Divine hope be with you. And then he turns to Thomas and says, "Look, come here. Touch my hand. Put your hand in my side and stop your unbelief, but believe, believe." And he's saying the same thing. As priests, we have many moments that happen for us with the sacraments. And one of the moments when we're called to the hospital to anoint someone that's that is seriously ill and has a contagious disease. We have to go through the same protocols as do the nurses and the doctors. And so we are literally put into, it's almost like a hazmat suit. And you have gloves on, a face shield, body shield, everything. And you go in and, you know, remember one particular lady some years ago that was 91 years old, and she was on a respirator, really struggling. And to be there for her as priest, to give her absolution, to anoint her, give her the anointing of the sick, to pray for her that her spirit may be at peace, that her mind and emotions be at peace, and also that her body be at peace, was really powerful. It was a divine mercy moment, a moment for me to touch the wounds of Jesus Christ. And the same thing happens to us if we have someone that's ill in our family, someone that's hurting in our family, somebody that's something that's going on in the family, whatever it is, or in our own hearts. It is a moment to touch the wounds of Jesus and let the divine mercy bring healing and peace to us. Obviously, after you visit somebody that's seriously ill like that, the nurses are there to disinfect you completely. I mean, you go through the whole thing. But it's still a moment of Thomas, a moment in which we are called to say to God, "My Lord and my God," as we touch the wounds of Jesus crucified and Jesus risen from the dead. And that's what we do in this Eucharist. So let's pray that the crucified, risen Lord Jesus will be present to us, and that as we renew our baptism promises and are blessed with the water of life, the Easter water, we may be touched by the divine mercy.